Welcome to Winning the Game, the podcast with me, Wilhelm Hast, where I share principles, distinctions, and perspectives that help leaders lead themselves and others with more power, certainty, and clarity, and experience way less stress and overwhelm in life. The game of being is a domain where I love to study and dive in and explore and expand and share, because there's so much to this beingness of life that we miss. We get so caught up in the doing and the having and the knowing and all other domains of life, so the beingness of who we are moment to moment to moment gets lost. If you want to expand your capacity and power, if you want to grow a sense of security and being at home in yourself, where you need to start is the domain of being. And you need to start with being authentic. At least looking at if authenticity is present for you or not. Authenticity is simply aligning your speaking with reality or truth. It's sharing, being open, communicating exactly how things are without making them look better or worse, without being bigger or smaller, without altering anything. Simply seek the truth and speak the truth as clearly as you can. And as you do, you notice it's uncomfortable. It's hard sometimes. You get scared of other people's reactions. But when you're simply authentic to what's true for you, you start to get the sense of power back. Now, what happens in that space is that you get a choice. You get your freedom back. You can actually stop and reflect and think, well, what do I want then? And it's not the topic of this video, but what you want is a really great question to ask, a difficult one to answer sometimes. But when you start to get some clarity of what you want, either as a result or an intention or direction in life, a very good question to ask in the domain of being, when you sorted the authenticity part, is, am I being committed to what I want, or am I not committed? Because without being committed, nothing really works. And when you're being committed, a way starts to unfold in front of you step by step by step by step. So human beings are either being committed or not. And we rarely look there and tell the truth there. What does it mean to not be committed? Well, if you're not committed, you haven't taken the thing on. It's not yours. Instead of being committed and taking action, you're thinking about things. You are planning things. You're discussing ideas with people. You have all these stories of how you really should start something. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot and I talked to a lot of people. I think, I really would like to. And I really need to. And we had a few meetings about it. And you hear this way of talking that's uncommitted, not committed. Oh, I have such a great idea. Now, I think, how would it be if we blah, 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 nothing moves versus, no, I have made a commitment. This is where I'm going, and these are my first next steps. Tell the truth whether you have a commitment in place or you do not have a commitment in place, and then you have a choice. You should not commit to everything. Many of you that are listening to this are overcommitted. You committed too much. You need to tell the truth then what you're actually not focusing on and not committed to, and make some better choices. One of my favorite stories about commitment is my son Arvid. Arvid is now 27 when I record this video. He was 5 years old when the following happened. He got a bike for his birthday. Actually, we promised him on his birthday in December that he would get a bike. The bike didn't arrive until Easter time in the spring, because where I live, it's snow in the winters and he couldn't ride the bike anyway, right? Arvid, 5 years old, was talking about this day of being on the bike for the first time and how wonderful it would be and how he would just try a few times, maybe get the balance up, and then he would cycle all day by himself on the nice bicycling routes we had where we lived at the time. I thought, oh, poor Arvid, this is going to be a terrible day for him. He doesn't know what it takes to learn to ride a bike. And at that age, when Arvid met hardships, He just sulked and sat in the corner, was this very sad little five-year-old for hours on end. Arvid kept asking, when is the bike coming, when is the bike coming? And then finally the day had come. It was Easter, a new bike came out. Arvid, up on the bike, I held the bike, we started, I let go, and Arvid crashed, of course. And he laughed. Arvid, up on the bike again, I held the bike, I let go, Arvid crashed and laughed. And I was a little surprised there, because I didn't expect those laughters from the five-year-old falling on his bike. And Arvid was falling and falling and falling and falling. And I was letting go of the bike, another fall. And every time the kid fell on his bike, he just laughed. Those beautiful, wonderful laughs that five-year-old kids can do when they're just giggling with joy. And I was so confused, because I expected him crying in a corner after four or five attempts. But 10, 12, 15 times later, crashing, he was just laughing. So I asked a question. I said, Arvid, I need to ask you something. Every time you crash on the ground, you're just giggling and laughing. I thought you would be sad and disappointed. So how do you think about this? And in that moment, Arvid said something that had me realize I was dealing here with a very, very committed human being. Because Arvid said, well, the way I see it, he said, with his commitment, is on this bike, there's only a certain number of times that I will fall. And the kid was 5, 6 years old, right? Maybe he just turned 6 when I think of it. And he said, well, it works like this. Every time I fall, I think like there's only a certain amount of times that I will fall. And for every fall, there is one fall less left. So I'm closer to gaining my balance. And I thought, oh, that's a really smart way of looking at it. It's actually how I had been teaching commitment. Like when you're committed, you know that every time it doesn't work, there's one less time of unworkability left until it finally works. Hadn't told Larry that, but he figured it out by himself. Now, how are you doing with your being committed in life? Do you live with the clarity that I'm on, I'm committed, that will happen. I'm just going to do what it takes for as long as it takes for that result to happen. And every time I don't reach it, there's one less failure left and I'll be there. When the game of being is played with authenticity and commitment, things start to move. And when that starts to impact your team as well, so they are authentic and committed, results start to scale very, very quickly. So that was all for today of the game of being. Authenticity, commitment is a super great foundation for being in power and winning your game. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.